Hello, Secret Keepers. We have a big event planned for this weekend, and because of that, we're not going to be able to get a normal episode out to you, but Danny and I still wanted to take like 10 minutes of your time just to go over a couple of announcements and to give you a little piece of the Megamoth Studios Super Secret Podcast. Is that right, Danny?
What?
I was just telling him, you know, we have the big event this weekend at Geek Out. Now, that's in Burleson, Texas.
Are we allowed to talk about that?
I believe so. I mean, it's going to be April 20th. April 20th, that's Saturday, from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. Okay. And we're going to be out there showing off X Seekers of Fortune.
Showing off.
Yes. Demoing. Okay. I think you're... yes. So... You know when you have an echo in your ear when you're talking on the phone? It's kind of like that. It's hard for me to keep track of what I'm saying with you repeating. Yeah, very much so. All right. So well, I'm just glad to know that we're giving them the full experience of the Megamoth Studios Super Secret Podcast right here in like a solid 5-minute chunk with all the all the banter and games that we play with each other right here for the audience. So because of the event, we just wanted to step in and still give you a quick 10-minute update. I think we've already announced this plenty of times, but as you know, we are going to be at Comicpalooza this Memorial Day weekend in Houston, Texas. That is going to be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We're going to be there with X Seekers of Fortune, demoing it pretty much all hours of the day in their gaming room. But we're also going to be part of the podcast.
I don't know about that.
Well,
those gaming rooms are open until 2 a.m., dude. We're only going to be there until 7 p.m.
Okay. I didn't realize that.
Unless you want to stay.
Well, maybe.
Because we got to get some sleep at some point.
Well, X Seekers of Fortune, after dark. We'll see what Jericho Stone gets up to at night, huh?
Yeah, Natsu for Work Edition, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to lead a mutiny at the gaming room in order to claim it as the Digger's Dugout. You know,
nice.
So, yeah.
I'm sure the sponsor will love that.
Yes, but we are also there as part of the podcast program. So there, we're planning on having a live show on the floor of Comicpalooza, and it's going to be awesome because our names, we're going to be guests at the same event that Michael J. Fox and Christopher Lloyd are also going to be esteemed guests. Now, granted, there's going to be a big difference in how we're billed, but I'm sure there's going to be some press release out there that has Michael J. Fox, Christopher Lloyd, and then down in teeny tiny, like 5-point font, Danny Ayoub and Joel Watts.
Yeah, exactly. 5-point font. That would be the only acceptable. What font would you want it printed in?
Well, I'm always, I mean, like.
You like Helvetica, don't you?
Yeah, without any other context, I'd just say Helvetica, just as a safe bet.
Yeah,
definitely nice. Not Arial. Not Arial.
But you sometimes you get down with Papyrus. I know you do.
Oh, come on. I mean, I'm a huge fan of Avatar. I can't hate on Papyrus the way that it is sometimes. But I'll tell you what. I mean, I don't know about you. We all have our own preferences. But whenever I open up a Google document and I'm starting to write something about, you know, advertising copy or emails that we need to send out, I always go up to fonts and go down to Georgia. I'm a big fan of serifs. I know that's not a popular opinion, but serifs, when it comes to what is something you're meant to read, very nice on the eyes.
Dude, he makes the show notes in Papyrus. Don't let him deceive you.
Yeah, I specifically downloaded it for Google. I mean, there's an extension in everything.
So what's the question of the week?
I didn't even plan one, did I? Question of the week. Why don't we make it a font-oriented question? Danny, like, when you're opening up a document, do you change the font or you just go with the default?
Usually just go with the default.
Okay.
Yeah.
Exhilarating question, huh?
Yeah. I feel like it's a waste of time to change the font for just writing notes and things. Okay. I will change the font if I'm trying to make something, like, feel creepy or something.
Oh, spooky font.
Spooky fonts.
Yeah, something with, like, drippiness coming off of it.
Oh, yeah, you got to get the drip on that.
Or mm-hmm. like, a cracked-up font, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I remember talking about, like, fonts, like, the amount of work that we put into the, prototype of X Seekers of Fortune, we actually went out and sought out different fonts for all the heroic feats at one point. And I remember, you know, it's just like one of those things where it's like work that we did that will never see the light of day again is, you know, was us like going back and forth as like what font best, you know, looks most like Sabotage when we write it in. I don't even think that version of the prototype ever made it to print.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think at one point we even maybe discussed having different fonts for every card, like name. We had some interesting ideas.
Yeah.
They were not the,
I think the idea was that the fonts would be incorporated into the artwork, very much like if you look at old detective novels or movie posters, you know, the title would be like incorporated in as though it was illustrated as part of the artwork. I was like pushing that early on, but let's just say the amount of work that would have required, we got away from that pretty early. We did for a long time have a different font for like all the different subtypes. Ruin had its own font for its titles. Myth, the same thing.
Yeah, that's how it ended up manifesting, isn't it?
Yeah, but
can you do that thing with your fingers again?
Which thing?
No, you were doing something with your fingers where you're like touching the tips of your fingers repeatedly, like you were trying to create like some sort of energetic connection.
I don't know what
was that about.
I don't know. I try to give something to the YouTube audience. You know, we are we're becoming a more popular audio podcast, but I do really believe in visuals and I love talking with my hands. So it's just what inspires me in the moment. You know, these
that's
hands.
Your sales pitch for the people listening. Come watch YouTube so they can watch yourself.
I didn't say it. You did.
We'll bleep it.
Okay. Well, I mean, this inspires me. It would be a fun episode. If we had a whole episode, it would be so fun to just put up a few graphics of like our prototype cards and the final card. But let's, you know, suffice to say some education that we could give you this episode is once we brought a professional designer on the team, he wanted the fonts to be consistent all the way through. So we lost the whole like individual fonts for each, different type of card pretty quickly. Once he came aboard, he rightfully knew that that would just be too much chaos. Maybe too much fun
or too much cringe. Who knows?
Yeah, probably. Well, I mean, I had chosen Papyrus, Comic Sans, Windings.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Ariel, geez. I mean, I'm surprised he didn't just cringe his way out of the job once he saw my choices.
Yeah, it was interesting. Although, is Arial really that controversial of a font?
For me, it is. It's just worse than Helvetica.
I feel like this is an extension against all your complaints about the remake of Little Mermaid you had a few months back.
You know, we said we wouldn't bring this up on the podcast. Little Mermaid's a very special movie to me. First movie I ever saw in theaters. Yeah, let's just say for the record, I've had issue with all of the live action Disney remakes. I haven't liked a single one of them. I think I've only seen Beauty and the Beast, and it's only because I got to see it for free.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was
That's it? True.
I remember the first one feeling a little special just because it was the first one, but I forget which
was
one
that Beauty was. And the Beast?
I feel like Beauty and the Beast, like the first one was something like Maleficent was kind of an early version of that, but they changed the story enough and the focus of it enough to not totally count.
I was hoping they'd change the ending of Beauty and the Beast so that all the furniture stayed furniture.
I was hoping, yeah, and the Beast stayed a Beast.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We all know what people really want. Yeah. Anyways, so Danny, we're trying to keep it short. We just had to, you know, we just wanted to bring this out and make sure that people were aware of the events that were coming up. But I think you had something planned for us to hit really quick before we exited for the day.
Oh, sure. I can do something really quick. You want to do something random?
I mean, do I ever want to do something random? No, but the audience wants it. I'm a people pleaser, so let's give them something random.
Well, one thing people don't know is that sometimes we record several episodes ahead, and I know in the future that you're going to play a game that you're really going to like, so I'm going to let you play it now, and you're going to get to play 8 to Rate.
Yes. I could do this all day long.
It's going to be crazy because future you is going to get to play 8 to Rate, and you're going to act like you've never played it before because at that point you hadn't, but now... We're freaking up the timeline, freaking it up.
Yes.
I don't know why I said freak.
I don't know. But just like the esteemed guest at Comic Palooza, Michael J. Fox and Christopher Lloyd, we are messing with the timeline.
That's exactly right. Also, I'm just so people know I'm going to say and then ask Will just to bleep that. Okay. So here we go. You ready? 8 to 8. You know how this works? Underrated or overrated? It's a lightning round. You tell me if it's underrated or overrated and why, very briefly, if you're capable of such things. Let's get going. Number one.
Yeah.
Boxers.
I mean, I think that Boxers had their time to shine, you know, and I think they were the ideal choice. I went to Boxers really quickly as a youth. I was never a big fan of the tidy whities, but technology has come so far, and boxer briefs, they're the right answer. The perfect between the perfect Goldilocks between the two worlds. So Boxers themselves, I mean, technically they're probably kind of underrated because they have sort of fallen out of the limelight, but that means that they're just overrated. Like, if somebody's saying Boxers and not saying briefs afterwards, and it feels like they're from like the 1930s.
Yeah, Boxers are just like wearing like really flimsy shorts under your pants.
Yeah, exactly.
Or shorts. It's just a weird feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, this one, I think you're going to have a real opinion about braces.
Okay. Yeah. Braces, I firmly have loved every moment of them. Even the pain has, you know, it just, you know, no pain, no gain. Even with my braces still on, I can see such a difference in my bite, such a difference in my teeth. I love them. They are underrated. I think more people need to consider, especially later in their adult life when they have a chance to afford it, they should consider getting braces.
All right. I like it. Number three, collecting stickers as an adult.
Stickers are great. They're always relevant. And if you're an artist, if you have a sketchbook, if you have a journal, you want, you know, those things come with such bland covers intentionally. You know, they're for the masses. You need to make it your own. You need to mark this time in your life. Grab a sticker. All those free stickers that you see around, grab them, put them onto your sketchbook, on your journal, on your notepad, whatever you use, on your laptop.
No, TV screen.
Yes, the front of the TV screen. You don't need to be watching that thing. Get, yep. You know, block it out. Just like the moon blocked out the sun recently. So I think stickers, underrated.
Number four, Chili's.
Well, it depends on which Chili's we're talking about here, because we're talking about the Chili's on...
What, the garbage 40, one.
The 45th and Airport. that's Holy Land here in Austin, Texas. But that's one Chili's out of hundreds, if not thousands, across this nation. And you know what? I see that they advertise half off, you know, starters, appetizers, you know, for happy hour. I even at half price, those things are still overpriced. So I'm going to say overrated.
How is
this chain the most popular in America? There are so many better options out there. And you know what? Eat local. There's a local place in your community. I pray that there's a local place that should smoke Chili's easily.
I think it's the jingle, right? Like, you get one good jingle and, you know, all of a sudden you hit fire. You know, it's like, what is that, like baby back rib thing?
Baby back. I want my baby back. Yeah, man. It burned up the charts. It practically could have been a number one hit of our youth.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Number five, air condition.
I love that Danny knows me so well that he can write all these, but my AC has been out for the past 2 or 3 days here at my apartment. This happens yearly, and I forget just how annoyed and bratty and frustrated I get. Danny, thank you so much for dealing with me in these trying times.
It's hard.
We still have to do business. I'm sure it is. We still have to do business. We still have to make calls. We still have to write emails, but I'm doing it in an apartment that's like 85 degrees in the middle of the day. I'm just happy that it happened this early in the summer so they can fix it, and hopefully it'll get me through the rest of summer. But boy, when you don't have AC here in Texas, even this early in the year, we're still in April. It is unfathomably hot inside this house, inside this apartment. Air conditioning is completely underrated. It's practically a requirement here in the great state of Texas.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, when your AC goes out, you're so insufferable that I feel like I'm the one suffering.
It's kind of like, you know, when your wife's pregnant and she's complaining about the pregnancy, and you're just like, God, I have to hear all this complaining. Oh.
Oh, that's a unique opinion that you hold by yourself. Six, ice and drinks.
Okay, I have a unique opinion on this because I have a unique situation. My teeth are very sensitive. Hitting my teeth is just...
Ice teeth, yeah.
You son of a gun. You wonder why I get so bratty with you and so frustrated sometimes. But no, ice hitting my teeth is just a very annoying thing to have happen. And too much ice, pretty much, you know, you're not getting any drink at that point. I take two gulps and I'm gone. It's gone. I say it's overrated. ice and drinks, you know, if the drink should be coming out of coming out cold anyways, you should be drinking it quickly, at least in my opinion. It should be cold by the time you're done with it. So I think ice is a little unnecessary.
What is the proper velocity to drink a beverage?
Well, yet again, I'm unique. This is like my stupid human trick. I'll demonstrate it on the podcast someday, but I can drink things ridiculously fast.
Why someday? Why not today?
Why? I mean, if you Will, do you want, if you don't mind editing out, I can go grab.
It's called a jump cut, bro.
Okay. I'll go and I'll demonstrate. I feel like we're, you know, if you're listening to this and not watching, this is the time to click over to the YouTube. I'll be right back.
Yeah, I think that could be a whole episode, actually. If you want to, Will, feel free to just cut while he's gone. That'd be great.
All right, Will. Well, thank you so much, everybody, for for listening to us. I hope you enjoyed this short form episode. I hope to see some of y'all at Geek Out here on Saturday, April 20th. Danny, anything you had left over?
No. I think we well covered everything that we need to cover in this episode. And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention we will be at Comic Palooza at some point in the near future. Memorial Day weekend. What is that, May 24th through the 26th?
That sounds right.
Yep, May 24th through the 26th in Houston, Texas, Comic Palooza. Big announcement, we will be there. We will be doing Comic Palooza this year. I don't think we've said that on the podcast before, but you heard it here first.
If we haven't said it before, we're going to say it again. Trust us. You're going to be hearing about Comic Palooza every week until we go. All right, Danny. Absolutely. Well, everybody at home, thank you so much for listening. This has been Danny, and I have been Joel, reminding you that you must start somewhere. So why not here?
Three, two, one. Okay. That was impressive.